Thank you for holding. Is this Brandon?
This is.
Hey, Brandon. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today. I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
I guess my first question is that my Google business profile isn't even approved yet, so how does that work?
Yeah, well, we're a premier Google partner, so a lot of the times when people are going through the verification process, we're the ones who are doing the video, so we'd be able to help you. That's not a problem. That'd be the first thing we would need to complete before we can actually move you up to the first page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'd be able to help you with that. Here, I can actually, just to confirm, so you know you're talking to the right people, you got texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'll just send you this. It's like a basic Google search, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? That way, you know, you're talking to the right people. But the major benefit to you in this phone call is the first page placement. You know, a lot of times people will get the website built and they get Google verified and they're like, okay, now what? You know, well, you need a position to become available to put yourself on the first page. You could also do Google Ads, which isn't based on availability. Those ones are like pay-per-click. And they have paper lead campaigns as well called Google Verified or Google Guarantee. But with this, it's just a flat monthly rate. You're up there right next to the map as a top option. There's only three guys that show. And customers can call you directly without the lead fees, the click fees, or the call fees. So that's what's going to make the Google business profile profitable for you, is the clients that are generated from the first page, because 90% of searches don't go past the first page of Google.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I also texted you the pricing page so that way you could see it. It sounds like you're driving. So.
Yeah, I'm headed home. It's actually my father-in-law's birthday today, so...
Oh.
Just finished up work, headed over there. We're going to go bowling. So.
Nice. That sounds fun. Bowling's always fun.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but, I mean, obviously there's opportunity here where, you know, we could list you independently. And the reason that would be so important is I see that online you've kind of invested into other things. It looks like you're actively trying to promote the business more and generate some more leads, and there's no real better way to do that than to be on Google. But with this placement, you know, you're not paying per lead or click or call. You know, it's just one flat monthly rate. You'll know exactly what you're spending each month, and you don't have to worry about the leads going to, like, 3 or 4 other guys.
Gotcha. How much is it?
If you were to come on board with us today, the pricing would be $249 month to month. That's with no long term, no contract required.
Sure. So right now I don't have. I was telling, forgot her name, but anyways,
yeah.
I was telling her that I don't have a website set up. Like I have one technically, but man, I wouldn't click on it. It was the last website on Google.
that's a blunt way of putting things.
I would just close my app. So, I guess me being on the first page right now, to be honest, isn't going to help me because there's nothing to be on the first page with. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, your Google business profile is what's up there, but also I texted you the package. So just like we verify your Google profile and get that up and running, we also would build the website for you too. And that's a part of the $249 pricing structure. You got to understand, like, as a Google partner, some of these people that we work with or some of the business owners we work with have great businesses, and they've been around for a long time, but they're not computer savvy. So they don't build their websites on their own. They have them professionally built, professionally hosted, and ran the campaign. And so that's what you'd be getting with our services. The website's included in that, And we would also take the steps to make sure that you're successful with it each month, because it is a month-to-month service. So if you're not seeing the results from it, which is the bottom line, then we're not going to be able to retain you or see you come back each month. So we're invested in actually getting in there, doing the legwork, you know, making sure things are working for you, rather than just, hey, we can put you on the first page if you already have all these tools. A lot of the people we find don't have any of those tools. They're just starting from scratch, so we have to create it for them.
So would y'all be hosting the website as well? Like I have
Correct.
One to GoDaddy, so that would be irrelevant technically.
Yeah.
Y'all would host it.
Yeah, we would include the hosting. It's no extra charge. We're a Google partner, so we get the Google hosting and the Google domains. But sometimes we run into business owners that already paid for hosting or already paid for a domain name, and we could still use those too. That way it's not going to waste if you can't get reimbursed on it. So we would just get access to that.
Yeah, they run my email as well. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense. And I guess another question is, let's say, you know, a year down the road, I'm like, hey, if I use y'all's hosting and I don't want to continue my service, then my websites don't? Or how does that work?
No, I mean, you can continue to do hosting through us or have another host. Any website has to have a host just to keep it up and running.
Right.
Yeah, but if you left us, you would still just need a separate host, or you could continue to do the hosting through us. We don't go in there and, like, delete everything. We would just release it to you. We have no use for it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think that might be the only questions I got. What, that's a lot. I'm about to ask another question. How long does it take to get the website up and running? I guess to get the Google Pro. How long does it take to get the website up and running? And then also to get Google verified.
Google verification. So we have to get into your profile and see where you're at as far as the verification process. What I can tell you is we could get you verified faster than anybody can, even yourself. So we'll fast track that as fast as humanly possible. Everybody has to go through those steps, though, in order to get verified as a business. It's just a one-time thing you have to do unless you move or relocate to another area. As far as the websites, it usually takes 2 to 3 days to get a website up and running. So it's a pretty quick process. We have some sample websites that I texted you that you could use as like a starting point or as like a framework or structure for your site. And then we could customize it from there. That way it gets up and running really quickly. And then any modifications you want to make moving forward, it's all a part of the service. So it's part of the hosting. You just let us know, and then we could go in there and make the modifications for you.
Gotcha. So if I say, like, for instance, like, we do a lot of I do a lot of daggone handyman services, but, like, TV mounting is another big thing I do. So when you say I'm on the first page, when someone Googles TV mounting Charlotte, I would be on the first page for that, or would it only be for home services, or...
No, that is a home service. A home service is a category, and then you have a bunch of keywords within that category. We give you 15 different ones that will ensure that you show on the first page of Google for. You can hand select those based on the services you provide, but we also have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see like which ones are getting the most traffic in Charlotte and surrounding areas, so that way we don't have to guess on what's going to get you the most phone calls each month. But again, you have final say in everything. You're the business owner that's going to be taking the calls. You're the one that's paying for the service. So if you tell us, hey, this is what I want, then, you know, we give you 15 and we'll go ahead and follow your lead on that.
Gotcha. And then with, I also have House Call Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all integrate with that?
We do. Yeah. We have our own app in the App Store. If you just type in Local Splash into your App Store, that app will integrate with your Local House Call Pro.
Yeah. That's pretty neat. I mean, I don't see why not giving y'all a shot.
Yeah, I mean, you'll love it. I looked at some of the stuff that you currently have online, and I have no doubt. Like, if you could do anything with, like, Home Advisor by Angie's, you'll do great on Google. I mean, they're basically just putting themselves on Google, and then they resell the leads to, like, 3 or 4 other guys. With this, we're building all your own online listings, and we let the customers call you directly without the lead fees. So you should get more opportunity with less saturation and less overall cost or overhead each month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't see why not. I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
I am about to head out to bowling, but I don't know.
Okay.
How, I don't know if you can get a link or something to pay. That would be ideal.
Yeah, here, I'll try to do it very quickly. I'm just going to create the account, and then I could secure the position with you. I'll set a client interview up for Monday, so that way you could get to bowling, and then on Monday we could do the full interview, go over, like, the website, the keywords, the area you want to target. Sound good?
Hold on. Make sure Monday works. Yeah, we could probably make Monday work. I guess,
okay.
Yeah. That's fine. As long as I don't... Well, yeah, maybe I'll figure it out.
Okay. We have some times available on Monday, but it's in the afternoon, so it's like 6 o'clock, 6:30 Eastern Standard.
Well, I said I'll make it work. I can't make that work. I have dinner. Well, obviously everybody has dinner, but, you know, I have dinner with some friends on Monday evening.
Okay. We could always do Tuesday as well.
Oh, no. I got a call, a house call pro on Tuesday.
Well, it doesn't take that long. It's usually like 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Yeah, Tuesday during the afternoon, like in the, you know, around lunch or something.
Let me see here. Tuesday around lunch. Actually, I have Monday, I have more times on Monday too. I actually have Monday at 1, Monday at 1:30, Monday at 2, Monday at 5, and then Tuesday I could do any time between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. really on Tuesday.
Monday would be ideal.
Okay.
What,
you want to do 1 o'clock on Monday?
Do I need to be in front of a computer?
No, it's mostly general knowledge information that you would already know about your business off the top of your head if you're the business owner.
Gotcha. Let's do Monday at 1. That's
okay. All right. I'm going to schedule this. What's your last name, Brandon?
Bird, B-I-R-D.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your email address? I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then we're going to text you 1 hour before.
Brandon@birdhomeservices.com.
Brandon@birdhomeservices.com. Okay. Schedule events. All right. I just sent that invite over to you. And then I'm going to create your profile. I know you've already been working on a Google Business profile. I'm just looking for any changes. I mean, obviously, Brandon Bird, same email address. Is the phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
No. I have a Google Voice number that I use.
Okay.
House Call Pro also going to give me a number, but let's do the Google Voice number. That's what I give the clients.
Okay.
So.
Awesome. We usually provide one for you, but if you already have one, we'll just use that one. So what is it?
It's 980.
980.
354-5560.
Okay. And I could save this number just in case I need to get a hold of you or send a text message over?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then as part of your Google verification, they'll verify your street address. What's the business street address?
It's just out of my house, so it's my address. But
okay. I'll hide it for you. It'll still say city, state, and zip, but I'll hide the actual, like, street address for you.
Okay. It's 5448.
Okay.
Hughesdale Drive.
Oh, can you spell that for me?
H-U-G-H.
Oh, H-U-G-H-S-D-A-L-E. Oh, found it. Okay.
Yeah.
28215?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Now, I'm giving you all this information. I don't even know y'all real.
Say that again?
I said, I'm giving you all this information. I don't even know that you will. You called me. You could be scamming me right now.
Not at all. No, if you look at that's why I sent you the messages early on, because we do this every day. I've been doing this for 13 years. So the first thing I sent you was like, is Local Splash a Google partner? Just so you can look it up and verify that you're actually talking to the right people. If you look up our company, we had a 21-year track record. All of our reviews are there. And that business line is the same line I'm texting you on.
Okay.
So
you're
in good hands.
I see the number on localsplash.com. Like,
yeah, yeah. So you're in good hands. We're not some scammer company. Trust me, if I was going to do something crazy, it would have to be like a billion-dollar heist. Something I could sail off to Italy for the rest of my life and not worry about it. all right. And then, so just to confirm, so this tracking number, it came back as invalid. So, I mean, let me just verify. So 980-354-556, or yeah, 5560.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And you said the street address was 544 Hughesdale Drive. Oh, hi, baby. That's a little one.
Yeah, he's 15 months.
Oh, man, congratulations. My son is 4. He's going to be 5 on April 28th. And I'd like to tell you it gets easier. I don't know if that's your first one or not, but it doesn't get easier. They lied. Yeah, man, my son's a tornado. I love him, though, more than anything on this earth. But he's getting tough, man, and he's talking back to his mom. I came home from work yesterday, and he had his hand raised. I smacked him on the back of his head. What are you thinking?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was his first pow-pow, and it was for raising his hand to his mama.
That'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. You got to cut that out real quick. Okay, boom. All right, so I got your profile created. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, with the exception of Wednesday, 9 to 4.
Okay, so 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Wednesday, and then Saturday, Sunday, closed.
Yeah, I just keep it closed. I'm trying to work if I can.
Okay. You got to make time for the little guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know. That's the hardest part about being a man. You don't get to spend all that time with him.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Brandon. So I got the profile created, and then client interview is scheduled for Monday at 1. The PIN verification. They're going to have you do a video verification. Okay, so once I activate your account, it's going to send you two forms. One's an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that. And then it'll send you your username and password for your tracking system. And there'll also be a Google verification form. It's really important you fill out that form. If you could do it over the weekend, that would help. It's pretty easy.
I did the video yesterday.
You already have it? Well, if you already have it, then they won't ask us to re-video verify, but still fill out the form just in case there's any information missing. Okay. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
You can do a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the, where you're Google verified or where you did the video verification?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
It is 5348.
5348.
5700.
5700.
0936.
0936.
7584.
7584. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/30.
11/30, and then 3-digit code on the back.
484.
484. Okay, and then before I authorize any payment, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just let me know. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Brandon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Bird Home Services.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brandon Owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yep.
Okay, and you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yep.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, Brandon, it's important to be actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
All right. And then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Sure.
So basically we know what you already have. After today, you shouldn't really need too much else, to be honest, because I put you on the platinum package for $249. So the platinum package is going to have like all the directory submissions that come with search engine optimization. So like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll be on Bing. There'll be a Facebook page with Facebook ads. We'll be building a website for you. So you shouldn't need anything else. You know, I tried to start us off in a position where you'll be profitable right out of the gate, and hopefully we can work together long term. But if you are going to add anything, just double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Yes.
Okay. And that also would negatively affect your Google profile if there's two Google profiles. So just be very careful. We don't want to duplicate anything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 16th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Do you have the domain name? Did you want to use the domain name you already have, or you want us to get you the domain name?
I have it, birdhomeservices.com.
Okay, let me just pull it up. And you said it looks really bad, like you wouldn't...
Yeah, this is the last website on Google.
That's, yeah. Birdhomeservices.com. All right, let me see. I see it. Okay. Well, we're gonna use this domain name since you've already invested in it, and just in case you might have it or have given it out to anybody already, we don't want that to be invalid. So we'll build the site on this domain name. They will ask you for access to this domain name during your client interview on Monday.
Gotcha.
Okay. You could also send it in over the weekend if you want to do it that way too. Okay. And then let me see here. So we do recommend any new business, especially one that's newly verified with Google, commit to it or give it a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay. So the payments are set up to automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $249 for as long as you're with us. It's set up to automatically renew. Okay, we're not manually processing it. So each month on the 16th, it's going to renew at $249.
Yes.
Okay, and it says you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number. Let me go ahead and send this to you. It's the same number I've been texting you on, but I'll send you my direct number and extension if you're having any problems. That way you can contact me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just got to hit extension 1. To get a live operator if it's after hours.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then let me see here, where'd it go? Okay, it says if you cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. Really, with this one, it's more so like before the next billing is due. We would much rather you let us know than for it to like charge you and then have to go back and reverse the transaction. And it says,
wait, so in the first 90 days, what's the cancellation fee if I cancel in the first 90 days?
Yeah, so if you cancel your account with, like, should you cancel the account prior to the second payment being made, so So it's $249, like $500. They'll charge you an early termination fee of $249. So it's a monthly payment that they would charge you.
Gotcha. So you're pretty much locked in for the first 2 months, and then you can cancel. If you wanted to, you could cancel after that, and there's no cancellation fee?
Exactly. So the early termination fee scenario typically only applies if you cancel within the first 90 days of signing up for the service. So alternative explanation would be is like if you sign up today, there's an early termination fee that would be, you know, $249 or a month's charge. So right now you're committed all the way till February 16th, right? If you cancel before February 16th, you don't let that second payment go through and you just say, hey, I don't want to do it anymore, they're going to charge you the early termination fee. So you might as well give it the whole two months anyway, right?
So it's really 60 days and not 90 days?
Well, it says within the first 90 days, but the early termination fee is not going to apply if you get past your second payment.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But we want you to commit to it for 90 days because you're a new account. It's different if it's somebody that's like you've already been with us for a while or you've already done Google advertising for a while so you know exactly what it is. But we also want you to give it enough time to see the proper ROI because by 90 days, you'll be about $750 into it. In order to offset that cost, it's super easy. We would only have to bring in like a couple of customers, maybe one or two of the right guy. But the first like 30 days, typically for you, that's not going to be the case because you already did the video verification. So these are all set up like worst case scenarios. But let's say we're building everything from scratch. Like you didn't already do your video verification. You didn't already have a tracking number. You didn't already have a domain name. Sometimes for people like that, you know, it could take 30 days realistically before you're seeing like results, not counting like Facebook or the other things, but just from Google alone. So we want you to commit to getting beyond that point so that way you can actually feel the effects of being on Google before you judge it or evaluate it as a long-term marketing solution for your business. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So want to be super transparent there. And then says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now that we've gotten through the voice verification, I'm going to attempt to process your payment. When the payment clears, you're going to receive two text messages and a Google verification form. One text message will be an outline of the agreement in writing. And then the last one will be your verification It'll be your username and password for your tracking system. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm just adjusting all future billing to reflect the $249 pricing structure. This is an indefinite discount. The Platinum package is advertised at $599, so don't panic when you see in your service agreement that you're getting the Platinum package. It'll say right beneath it, $249 is your recurring monthly payment for that package. So basically, you're doing it at wholesale cost to kind of get you going here. I just want you to get your foot in the door and be able to compare it to what you're doing now, and then it should sell itself to you.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Are you planning on having any more?
Yeah. I hope to have quite a few little ones running around.
Yeah. We're kind of in that phase of like, she wants to do it. I'm like, I don't know. But she's kind of selling me on he needs siblings, and me and her both have siblings. So I kind of get that portion of it. Like if something happened to us, he kind of needs to have brothers and sisters around. But
yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know if I end up getting another boy like him, it might be. Well, usually the second one's worse, they say. And I was the second one, so I would know. two tornadoes. Can't have nothing nice. Okay. So your payment processed on my end. So it should take just a second for the messages to come through. Once those come through, I know you're trying to get bowling, so I just want to make sure you got them, and then you can do your thing, and then look out for our call on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just confirm you got everything.
Supposed to go come in a text message, right?
Yeah, they'll be texted and emailed, but I just want to confirm at least the text messages are coming through, so That way, if there's any communication issues or if you need to text back, it's going through. I think the other ones all came through already, right? Like with my phone number and everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should be good to go. So your only homework for this weekend would just be to sign the subscription terms and then be prepared pretty much for the client interview on Monday. If you could maybe gather like the login credentials for your website and send in a logo or any pictures that you'd want to use for the other platforms that we're going to be submitting you to, I'll provide an email address for you to send those in. But the more content, the better. You're basically going to be starting out with no reviews or anything.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got a... Oh, there it is.
You haven't got a, your what?
I just got the text.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. Well, everything's in there, so I know you're trying to get to bowling. Thank you for signing up, Brandon. Welcome aboard. My name's John. I'll be your account lead, and then there's going to be an account manager that's going to help me with fulfillment, so we'll be the ones checking in with you from time to time. Highly recommend you download our app. It'll make your life a lot easier. It makes it easy for you to be able to oversee all the leads and where they're coming from for the business. But enjoy your weekend, and then look out for our phone call on Monday at 1 o'clock, okay?
All right, man. All right. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you then.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.